a light of revelation to the Gentiles and glory for your people Israel. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
When the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, the parents of Jesus took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate of the law. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Lord, now let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and the rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted. And you yourself, a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." The Gospel of the Lord. Now you may have noticed that the reading from the Gospel this morning is the identical one that we had on Sunday. So you may be familiar with that particular reading from the Gospel. And so what can we say about it this morning that we didn't say about it on Sunday? Well, if you put it into context, because we got to somehow or other fill in the missing lines, so to speak, of what is not said, because here we just have got us just a brief synopsis of what was said. So using our own imagination, most of you will have at one time or the other or another being at a baptism, and it's a very joyous occasion, and you invite along the family and friends. And so we kind of can presume that Mary and Joseph, when they went up to present Jesus, quite possibly some of their family were there too, you know, their extended family and their cousins. And as often happens at a baptism, the people at the baptism, they like to take the little baby and hold him or her And then, you know, they go, ah, oh, and how lovely this little child is, and who does he look like? And they begin to say, I think he looks like his dad, or he looks like his mum. And in this case, Joseph must have been wondering, well, do they really know what they're talking about? And then Simeon, we're told, this very holy man who spent a lot of time in the temple, took him in his arms. And then he said to Mary and Joseph, this child is destined for the fall and the rise of many in Israel, and he will be a source of contradiction. So poor Mary and Joseph must have gone home wondering, and you can easily imagine Mary saying to Joseph, or Joseph to Mary, what do you think Simeon or that man meant? And they would have been puzzled and not understood. But as you know, the words of Simeon were very true, because Jesus did become very much a sign of contradiction. How do we say that, or what do we mean by that? Well, he came very much to change our outlook and our attitude to life, and the attitude of people of his time. And people are very reluctant to change. And the more he tried to do that, the more he was condemned or rejected. And so he did, in every sense of the word, become a sign of contradiction. And if you today, and I today, if we truly follow Jesus, we'll very, very often find ourselves not accepted, and very often maybe rejected for our views. And we won't at always and at all times fit in with the present culture of what most people are doing at the moment, or how they live. And so in some ways that's our calling, to be in this world as Christians, a sign of contradiction, being in doing so pointing out to people that there's a different way of living and a much better way of living. If we truly live as Christians, it's the way of love, the way of care, the way of acceptance in many ways, our own faults and our own failings, realizing that we are human, but that's what God wants us to be, totally human. And to be a witness to joy in the world. Because very often there's so much sadness around us, as there is at the present moment. So if we are true followers of Jesus, we need to be glad that we are blessed, that we don't have the coronavirus, that we have food. And if we have those things, we really are blessed at the moment. And so we need to be grateful and thankful and show it in our way of life.